T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marty Griffin, I'm disgusted by how we abandoned the elderly during this COVID-19 crisis. Abandoned. What the hell are we doing, man? You know, with all due respect to the folks out there who get annoyed with the protesters, God bless them, man. At least they're out there. Honestly, and they're staying out there till they see police reform and change. Regardless of the criticism, regardless of the angst, they're out there, man. And for those of you who think they're all black, you're wrong. That's a lie. A lot of white kids out there, man. Young. And so again, whether you like it or not, whether you respect it or not, that's I get it. I get it. But what the hell did we do for seniors, man? We just let them die. Seriously, we just let them die. There hasn't been a single protest at Brighton Rehab. I mean, what's wrong with us? I mean, they've had over 80 dead, 100 sick. Man, 20,000 cases of COVID, 4,000 dead, 4,000, man. The country went berserk over the death of one man. And by the way, I get it. Smart move. Change on the way. Man, we got 83 dead in one nursing care facility. We don't give a rat's behind. What the hell's wrong with us? No, seriously. Where are our flags and our protests and our marches? And someone ever thought about burning this down or that down or breaking this window or that window? So angry about the lack of care and compassion for the folks who brought us here, and we're headed there next. What the hell's wrong with us, man? This Brighton facility, why isn't somebody under indictment? Why isn't somebody going to jail? Inspection at the Beaver County Nursing Home found residents in immediate jeopardy. Immediate jeopardy. What the hell is wrong with us? Inspectors went in there in May and said, whoa. Inspectors found such egregious violations of infection prevention that they found the violations placed residents in immediate jeopardy. In jeopardy, John's parents, both of them. Both of them in that facility, both of them had COVID at the same time. John, when's the last time you physically held mom or dad's hand, sir?
Probably... February and middle of March when all this started.
Wow. What's it like for you personally to hear that residents were in immediate jeopardy in May, that there were egregious violations of infection prevention guidelines?
When a lot of anger.
You're angry, right?
Yeah. It's appalling. It is. It's, how can something... been there for years, ran by the county at one point in time, but they sold it off to private ownership, and private ownership did cosmetic changes to that place, but didn't do anything to upgrade the type of care that should be given to elderly in that place.
John, did you know, because I got to be honest, buddy, short of Marty Griffin going in and I say, oh, man, honey, I smell urine in here. That got to be a problem. Short of knowing that, short of going there every day and tasting and smelling the food, did you know that they had egregious violations of infection prevention? Did you know, John?
Well, look, I knew that place wasn't probably the best place, but at the time when things happened the way they happened with me and my parents, I kind of had no choice at how things fell into place. I feel I made a grave mistake by doing what I did, but with my mom and dad's financial situation, what else am I supposed to do?
Hold on. How is this your fault? How the hell are you supposed to know that this is a bum joint? Well, John, what is their rating today on the website? What's the rating today, sir?
Oh, as far as that website was concerned,
yeah.
I believe it's a five-star place.
Come on, man. Come on.
And when I saw the report and someone asked them to change it, they said they won't be able to do that for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what the reason is behind that, but it has to do with we don't have the final numbers yet. I guess that's what it is. So until they get final numbers on who died and how many, will that five-star rating change?
In an hour and a half on May 1st, okay, inspectors in different locations around the building found more than two dozen violations of infection prevention in six of the 11 units of the nursing home. They would eventually find more violations in three more units by a range of employees, from nurses' aides to licensed practical nurses to registered nurses. Do you feel like your parents are in the middle of a ticking bomb, sir?
Yes, and this was a big setback for both of them because once they tested positive, both of them, that stopped all physical therapy. It stopped everything that they were planning on trying to do with my mom and dad to get out of there. And I just received a message from Life Beaver that they're looking at long-term care for my dad now. They're saying he's basically where he's at, that he's not going to get any better, and he's not going to be allowed to come home.
Oh, my gosh. John, can you hold for me, please? Can you hang in there?
Sure.
I got to stay with him. I got to talk about his parents. I got to talk about us. What's our end, man? Why didn't we complain? Why didn't we protest? Folks, nearly 20,000 cases in Pennsylvania. One of my boys, one of my favorite people on earth, Dr. Bob Capretta, governors in New Jersey, New York, Washington, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, should be indicted for nursing home deaths. UPMC should be rewarded. Thousands of patients at 30 facilities. UPMC had one case. Nearly 20,000 cases. COVID-19, senior citizens, more than 4,000 deaths. Brighton Rehab, investigators found, this is in May, man, residents are in immediate danger. Why the hell didn't they shut the place down and move them out? And why did they allow folks to keep dying? Huh? John, did you know it was that dangerous? Both of John's parents are in Brighton Rehab this morning, and both had COVID-19. Did you know it was this dangerous, my man? And when did you know? I know you know it's dangerous now, but when did you find out? When did it hit you that this place is dangerous?
When I got a phone call for the first they called me when they got their first so-called case of COVID. And I was told that this person was totally isolated from everybody, no need to worry. And I thought, at that point, I thought, oh, God, this is all I need, you know? And my dad wasn't there yet.
Oh.
Okay? My dad, I take that back. My dad had just got there. The way this all panned out for me was, it's crazy. But to go back to what we were talking about here,
right.
Let's go back. And I got a phone call. They said that they had one person, which that was on a Thursday. Okay. By the weekend, you're talking 13, 14.
That's amazing.
Where did that come from?
Right, man. They lied to you.
Now, you know, through all of this, I've heard so many different things,
right,
okay,
right.
On how it possibly got there. Well, part of the reason is, and this is not just in Brighton, this happened at several other facilities, not just Brighton. Brighton's the beacon because of how many.
I get it.
Now, how did that person get in there? Well, I was told that some of these elderly were taken to the hospital, but they were told that they need to be put into an elderly care facility.
Wow. So listen to this, John. Inspectors declared a finding of immediate jeopardy. This is at Brighton, which is in early May, which is for a situation in which entity noncompliance has placed the health and safety of recipients in its care at risk for serious injury, serious harm, serious impairment, or death. This is May 1st. They still didn't have assistance there. They let this. Did you know this May 1st? Did they call you and say, hey, man, we got a real problem here. Your parents could die. Did they ever say that to you? Never.
No. No. What I started getting was, I've become numb to it right now because
it's been
so long, and things have, me trying to get along with my life and go to work every day and still try to think about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, how's this going to work out for my mom and dad? Thank God they're still alive, Marty.
Right. Thank God.
You know, and my mother's overcome it.
Wow.
With all my mother's medical problems, you'd say, she shouldn't have made it.
And your father is still positive, right?
Yes.
Wow.
They consider him over it? Now, it's been a few weeks since they've gone past the 14-day mark. We're talking of at least a month, month and a half now.
That's amazing.
What that did for my mother, that put her back on track to be given physical therapy and possibly on her way to maybe leaving. But like I said earlier, this was a huge setback for both of them because the plan was get them on their feet,
right?
Get them back home.
Right. Hold on for a second there, buddy. I got to grab Mike. Hang in there, John. It's amazing stuff. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marty.
Your brother died at Brighton.
Yeah.
From COVID?
No. I'm losing it. I can't do this, Marty.
Okay, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. You don't have to talk.
No, he did die. He did die from COVID. He was there a year earlier for only 3 months. He couldn't walk. He was confined to a wheelchair. He told me 3 days before he died, under their care, that I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't be apologized, man. I would be worse. It's your brother.
He was only 56 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
I took care of him, and like I said, 3 days before he died, he said, Mike, I'm not going to make it either.
Mm.
He said, I'm going to die there. 3 days later, he fell. He fell and he crushed his skull.
Oh, God.
And he was gone.
Well, does this report suggest that they weren't taking care of him properly?
No, but somebody said that he only had one attendant when they should have had two on him because he had a falling problem with falling because he couldn't walk.
Let me grab his number.
Spell.
We're going to grab your phone number. I don't want to cut you short, buddy.
We had an autopsy done, and they said that he had a massive heart attack, which it doesn't make any sense because they had him under a doctor's care, and they never said that he ever had a heart problem.
That's horrible. I'm going to grab your number. He's very upset, and I'm going to get back to you, my man. I completely understand. I don't want to give him 2 minutes on the radio and try and resolve a very emotional issue. Well, I saw this study, this report that suggested the folks at Brighton Rehab, as of May 1st, that residents were in immediate danger of dying. John had both of his parents in there at the time Hey, John, did they both have COVID-19 May 1st, both your parents?
I'm not sure what the date was, but when the first person, so like I said, we got a phone call back warning us that one person came in, and that was a Thursday. My mom was in another room with a woman, elderly woman, and my mom turned up sick. But they passed it off as a cold, and my mom fought it off. Mm. So I didn't get scared at that point. I was like, okay, fine. Then when the weekend hit, we hit 14 people. But it was like the second or third week of May, I want to say, that my mother come back from dialysis. She was sick.
Right.
So they decided that we're going to test her. I said, well, I've got my dad downstairs on another floor. I said, over the weekend, they said his temperature was jumping up and down. And they were going to monitor it. I was like, okay, fine. So the doctor that looked at my mother said, I'll talk to who's down there on that floor, and we'll take a look at your dad. Well, she went on her own and just did the test for both. She tested both of them on that same day, and that was a Monday. And they both come back positive.
Man.
So, which, that's when I kind of got, I was going to work one day, and I heard somebody on your radio show,
right.
And I had to call you.
So, John, should someone be punished for this? Should someone be called out for this?
Oh, hell yeah. Honestly,
yeah.
It should start with government.
Yeah, I agree.
With government and Governor Wolf, I'm sorry, but Governor Wolf and the Rachel Levine, I'm sorry, but somebody needs to hang for it.
Mm.
The owners especially, because where the hell were they? Mm. And here's, now, the gentleman you just had on.
Yes.
Did you hear what he said?
Yes.
There was one key line that he had in there.
Right.
That his brother should have had two people.
And had one.
Assisting him. And he only had one.
Right.
This is an ongoing problem there. They do not have enough people, and this happens on weekends. They don't have enough people to cover. Because people call off. Just don't show up. There was a weekend where, I'm going to say maybe it was like between the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
That happened. And my mom said they run around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Absolutely. No staff.
Because you got people that are dedicated, but they still, and they're dedicated to a job that they're not educated to do.
Right on. John, I got to go. I appreciate your input. I'll be back in touch. He's living that. He's living that nightmare. Can you imagine?